from Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University. This is The Scene, the show that captures live music right from our own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, Christopher Golab, and on this episode, I sit down with a variety of guests, including our other producer, to talk about some of our favorite artists from this season. Thanks for being on the show, Adam, Chase, and Kyler.
Thanks for having us.
Really quickly, could you all say your names and a little bit about yourself so that our listeners can get to know who they're listening to today?
What's up, everyone? I'm Adam Finassier. I'm the executive producer of Cardinal Music Group.
Hey, guys. My name is Chase Carter. I'm a former producer here on The Scene.
My name's Kyler Altenhoff. I'm a producer engineer for The Scene.
Kyler, we're going to start out with a song that you chose. So would you like to tell us a little bit about this artist?
Oh, boy, would I. So the first artist we're going to be hearing is Summer Belt. She performed at the Weebishe Music Festival in September of 2019. Summer Belt is a musician-songwriter hailing from Nashville who channels their love of classic rock and modern alternative into a creative and ambitious sound that is all her own. Like I said, she performed at the Weebishe Music Festival, so let's give this first song from her a little listen.
For your crooked smile, but I had to give in to it after a while. Oh, Barcelona, I was bewitched by a Spanish guitar, and I couldn't resist the wine on your lips. That night we counted the stars. Oh, Barcelona, you brought out the gypsy in me. Nothing compares to my love affair with the city that made me feel free. You sailed me away for the ride of my life. Your love for the sea had me hypnotized, but you were a dangerous work of art, mysterious tangle that Barcelona, I was bewitched by your Spanish guitar, and I couldn't resist the wine on your lips. That night we counted the stars. Oh, Barcelona, you brought out the gypsy in me, and nothing compares to my love affair with the city that made me feel free. And I couldn't resist the wine on your lips. The night we counted the stars. Oh, Barcelona, you brought out the gypsy in me, and I wouldn't change a single day with the city that made me feel free. No, I wouldn't change a single day with the city that made me feel free.
Boy, do I love the sound of electric piano on a Wednesday evening.
Yeah. Also, I on a Wednesday afternoon. So what do you guys think?
I think it's a really cool song. I think it's kind of a unique sound for the area. And I think that the lyrics are particularly very smart.
Very compelling vocals.
I think Summer Belle is actually a Nashville artist. So it's sort of nice that we were able to catch her up in Lafayette, Indiana, of all places. That's the one thing about Weebishe is like they bring like a lot of outside talent.
Yeah, so this episode actually was for a Crossroads episode that I produced this season. On that show, we feature exclusively artists traveling from outside of the state to perform here. Adam and Chase, you guys went to Weebishe.
The overall setup of the festival was just very cohesive, and the vibe was very much on, so to speak. It was just a wide open field. Big grassy area in front of the main stage, and then the other stage was not too far away, within walking distance. A bunch of local vendors were there selling food, and it was just a wide variety of artists that came to perform there, and it was great. We saw some compelling performances, and it was a great day of recording. Yeah, so the first band that I wanted to bring to the table, Jared Thompson and Premium Blend. They're a jazz fusion group from the Indianapolis area, consisting of Jared himself as sort of the front man. He plays saxophone, tenor sax, and Stephen Jones on keys, Brian Yard on drums, and Ryan Taylor on guitar. Phenomenal group of musicians. These guys all bring years of experience to the table. This particular recording that we'll be listening to is actually from 2011 at the Chatterbox Jazz Club, and it's a relatively lengthy performance, but you can tell just by how they progress throughout the music, throughout their tunes. They're very in tune with each other, and they very much play interactively, and it's really cool to hear just how that level of musicianship elevates the performance to the next level. So here's Premium Blend live from the Chatterbox in 2011. Yeah, I love hearing these guys solo. Just their melodic realizations are insane. I had the opportunity to go and help out with a recording session with them in Indianapolis at the Cabaret Theater. And it was just a really neat opportunity. It was part of a project that they're putting together. It's a documentary called 58th and Postmodernism. And if I get the concept correctly, it's basically highlighting Black artistry in Indianapolis and throughout the city. And so, yeah, it was really cool to be a part of that project. And a lot of these songs this song, I believe, was also part of that performance. So, yeah, phenomenal group of musicians. What do you guys think?
Just an excellent recording. It's really good music, really good artists, like you were saying. And their mission is, personally, I have to stand behind that.
I really enjoyed listening to that track. I really liked the way that piano sounded. I think the recording for that was excellent. Nice and full and very spacious. And just overall, like, the way the instruments sound and the mic selections were just really good.
I agree. Sonically, that was like a very, very nice recording to listen to. It just felt really good. And at the same time, you can hear that they're interacting with each other, like, throughout their solos and throughout their playing. So it's all just really good to hear.
This one's pretty short, but I don't think that this artist has appeared on any shows recently. This is Lando Martian. I can't remember the name of this song, but the beat in it is just great, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Y'all f***ing me so far. Yeah? All right. I'm glad y'all are here. I'm happy to be a part of New Hands Festival, man. It is beautiful. Okay. 2015, I was having dreams of me and you, but I couldn't have you. Okay. 2016, found my self-esteem, I was seeing you, I could not see past you. Okay. 2017, that was not our scene. Felt like everything and everyone in every room that we went into, they were staring at you. 2018, started saying things that we didn't mean. I don't know why we had to. I wanna go up with you. You don't gotta be so dumb. I can never be done with you. We just gotta find our peace somehow. I wanna go up with you. You don't gotta be so down. I could never be done with you. We just gotta find our peace now. It's so hypocritical. You tell me it's a different story though. You say it's hypocritical. I tell you it's a different story though. If it's so hypocritical, you tell me it's a different story though. You say it's hypocritical. I tell you it's a different story though.
Yo, what's
that's
up?
Crazy.
It's like a hidden gem, I think.
I love that instrumental. That that production is refreshing. Not the type of beat that you'd usually hear for a hip hop instrumental, but man, that clicked. It was crazy. I think what really stands out to me with just like the selection. I love the synths, the sound of like the keys and pads and everything that was used.
It sort of reminds me. I know I've heard some of your music, Adam, but like, because you're really into synths, but it is great. Like, what would you call like what he was using there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like a minimalistic pad. I think a danger, especially nowadays, is to put too much synths or too many electronic instruments in a single track. But this, I'd say, pretty tasteful in that they do more with less, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely agree.
You know, I'd actually like to hear a little bit about New Hands, which is where this was recorded, but I haven't actually been to one yet.
So New Hands went to, like, there's like Sirius Black and John Stamps, Keanu Whatley. It was 2 days. New Hands went to support Ascent 121, Indiana CESA, and the Great Strength Band Fund. So a good, another good nonprofit.
Yeah, it was really cool. And just like the vibe at New Hands, the New Hands Festival is super cool. I remember, like pretty much the first outing I'd ever gone on for the scene. So, that was super cool for me. It was when I was an intern for the scene. And just like the vibe of Healer is just so cool. If you haven't been there, it's just really cool. Like everybody there is so nice and welcoming. And there's also a game room if you're into Guitar Hero or anything like that. So,
yeah, actually, in my experience, I was able to mix a couple of the artists from this festival. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's something that maybe we don't hear as much of in this scene. So it's really nice to get that variety from this event and events like this.
Yeah, Healer did a great job with that show, just bringing in a very wide variety of artists, because there were some, like, you know, more technical that had like huge tracks that they were singing to. There's that one guy, Andy DMV, who's just funny. And then there are also some like Radar Gold. I mixed them from Healer. Their show was super cool. Just like there's so many different varieties that, like you said, that wouldn't necessarily just expect to see at a show in Indy, but very welcome to see. And it was a great time too.
I always love Healer for the different art exhibits that are all around, and they always change them up too. It's really this cool. Mm-hmm. Like some of the designs are almost like steampunk, and other ones are like dreamier, like a fantasy, I'd say.
The next artist that we're going to be hearing is Bing Futch. This was another performer at the Weebishay Music Festival. Bing Futch is like not your average singer songwriter. He has an Appalachian mountain dulcimer, a Native American flute, a ukulele, and a board full of stomp boxes. And he celebrates traditional and modern Americana music with passion, humor, and boundless energy. And he's known for his musical shape shifting, so to speak. He switches the channels on style and tone with every new song. And he started in California. I believe he's working in Indy now, but he's actually out here, or moved here from California. And like his music is all like, he has a lot of different vibes. He plays like some Irish folk music. He plays some like jazz blues tunes. He has a ukulele song that we're going to be hearing, and he also had a song that he used some loopers and stuff and played his flute over. So if you're interested in hearing more of Bing's music, we featured him earlier in the season.
So I wanted to do a Hawaiian song, so I chose the Hawaiian war chant, which is not a war song. It is actually a love song, very beautiful. But it is all in Hawaiian language. I don't know if you've noticed, I am not Hawaiian. I do not speak Hawaiian. And as it turns out, there is no hooked on phonics for Hawaiian. Learning this song has taken 18 years of my life. But it's worth it, because now I can sing the Hawaiian war chant. And I know you know the song that goes something like this. Ta'owa ila, ta'owa owa ila, e ohene la api le kowalu ala, puta tu aloa I te towa tobila, hanare pa'a pa'a lae. Ta'owa ila, ta'owa owa ila, e ohene la api le kowalu ala, puta tu aloa I te towa tobila, hanare pa'a pa'a lae. Awe, ta'u ala, Allah. Okay, everybody. Oh, we're going to a hooky lao, a hook hooky, 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 hooky low. Everybody loves a hooky low, where the low low is the cow cow at the big luau. We throw our nets into the sea, where all the umma umma come swimming to me. All we're going to a hooky low. A hooky, 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 hooky low. Aloha!
I just love the ukulele.
Yeah, that was awesome. When he said it was going to be a war chant, I was like, I have no idea what to expect. So right off the bat, you can hear how much passion and energy Bing Futch puts into his performance. We heard a little bit about that just when he was introducing the song, and he said how long it took him to learn that. So it's amazing to hear his dedication to his craft.
Yeah, one of the things that I like the most about him is, like, so I mixed his entire set for this podcast, and he has such a wide variety of, like, different folk songs and, like, you know, some blues. He has, like, some Irish folk tunes, like, such a wide variety, and he's, like, he channels all these different cultures in, like, history of music, really, into one performance, which I think is super cool.
Yeah, I like his interaction with the audience. I think most of all, just he keeps his audience engaged, not just through his personality, but through his interesting performance techniques. Like you mentioned, Kyler, he was using, like, a lot of looping, and a lot of what was going on was happening in real time, like him recording. Like, him thumping his guitar would kind of function as, like, a percussive element. Just a very cool performance that was put together.
Really cool for me, like, having mixed it, just knowing, like, thinking that it was multiple people because of all the stuff he's got going on just by himself. I think it's really cool, and it really speaks for his talent and creativity as a musician.
Now, Kyler, for those listening here at home, that might not know what a mountain dulcimer is, could you explain a little bit?
Wow, Chase, I'm glad you asked. The Appalachian mountain dulcimer is a fretted string instrument of the zither family, typically with three or four strings. It was originally played in the Appalachian region of the United States. The body extends the length of the fingerboard, and its fretting is generally diatonic.
Thanks, Kyler. We'll be right back. We're back with The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. So the next artist I want to feature is Heaven's Gateway Drugs from Fort Wayne, Indiana. They're a counterculture cult rock band, and I actually remixed this for this season. So take a listen to Gone to Ground.
Can you feel my love?
It sort of sounds like to me like a little bit of the Doors and a little bit of like original Black Sabbath.
Yeah, and one of the things that I really love specifically about this live performance was this almost like character voice that the lead singer is doing that really accents kind of like the dark sound that they're going with, like the voice. Yeah, like this
low frequency fall off.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. That like that too.
It's very dramatic. It's enhanced in that way.
Okay.
Yeah, that guitar riff is very, very ominous. Kind of added to that foreboding feel that you were talking about, Chris. So what we're gonna hear next is a tune from the outfit Saint Aubyn, and they describe themselves as a soulful collision of alt rock and synthy ambience from Indianapolis, Indiana. So this performance in particular was, it's one of the retrospective performances that we rebroadcasted. And Saint Aubyn is actually still active during I guess the initial emergence of local venues following lockdown. I remember the Hi-Fi Annex opening, that new outdoor venue that the Hi-Fi put together, where like it's just like a stage with a storage, like a storage box unit cut out into a sort of DIY stage. And Saint Aubyn was actually one of the first people to go out and perform. Here is Saint Aubyn.
I don't like whiskey and I don't like wine. Give me hope before my time. When I was young, grow up before my life. Brother's keeper was my given name. So played around in our alleyway. Grow
from the wall.
So I think what's most appealing about this performance in particular is just the heavy use of effects he has on a guitar, on his guitar, and really gives the music a sort of ethereal, atmospheric feeling. I don't know, what'd you guys think?
I was immediately attracted to just the way, like, the vocalist tone, like, kind of, it almost gave me like a Hozier vibe, just like the way that he approaches, like, the way he's singing and stuff, if that makes sense, like the way he's going from one note to the next. And then also I really, really liked that drum set player, how he's like switching from like triplet to duple feel back and forth just pretty seamlessly, and just like kind of throwing it in there where it's like it just sounds natural. It doesn't sound like he's trying to add all these intricate rhythms. And then also just hit like the overall use of space where they'll just like pause on a note for a second and then come back in on beat three or something like that. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I was about to say that I was definitely for a sucker for when as soon as the words stop, you can really feel that guitar's like tone coming into play, and you can really hear how the guitarist is like accenting the overall tone of the song with their own tones. And I think that there's like some really good stuff going on there with that kind of like folk rock kind of song.
The next song I have for you is called Merge. It's by one of my personal favorite artists, Sarah Grain and the Billions of Stars. This song, I believe, is unreleased. I noticed a few songs from that April 20th, 2019 performance making their way out on the Spotify. Again, this one's called Merge. I'm staying tuned to see if there's a studio version that's released. A lot of Sarah Grain's studio work varies greatly from her live performances. It's actually really some great music she has going. Let's give it a listen.
All that we don't understand, all I
Yeah. So the first impression that I got right out of the gate was that that bass was giving me like a Charlie Brown vibe in the best way possible. It instantly got me moving. And then just the range the vocalist was showcasing just within the verse.
Yeah, that's the one thing I like about Sarah Grain on the Billions of Stars, her band. This is just finely textured. She has a really rich vocal sound. But I think that this was actually at the Pioneer when it was still open. I'm in Fountain Square for Woo Girl Fest. That was like on April 20th, 2019. And the whole idea behind it is to build a more inclusive and informed music community. That's what they say on their website. So,
did you mix this set, Chase?
Did I mix the set? I think Judah Snyder did a lot of the pre-work on the set, and I just took a look at it, listened to it, tweaked a few things and mastered it. So really it was sort of a joint effort there with this whole set.
So this is the last song. I've got Justin Denny and the Midnight, an Indianapolis-based Heartland rock group. And this was actually the first episode that I was able to produce for the scene. And I actually was able to mix this track. So check out The Blues.
I wonder why I can't sometimes when I'm driving by myself. Turn on the radio, hoping for some self-help. All I get is this
I like how it's like just so downbeat and like, but it's still like, gets, I don't know. I was gonna say hype, but that's not really like the mood of it.
Yeah, it's like a, it's like powerful. Like it's just like a very powerful ballad.
The tone is very powerful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely feels like from the beginning, you're like working towards that grand finale, which is like a really cool way to do that.
Yeah, songs like those are why I went through a country phase. Just beautiful snare behind the beat. Just makes you want to, I don't know, go out dancing in the middle of a field on a clear, starry night.
Mm, yeah. Country with, like, the blues influence is, like, good. Like, this one, it feels bluesy to me. Like, just the chord progression.
Yeah, you can kind of feel the blues. I can definitely feel the blues influence, especially in this song.
Yeah, and I really like that bridge. All the space in between the notes, and then just, like, with the reverb and stuff that was on it, it's just, like, so open. Like, I really appreciated that mix and just, like, the texture.
Yeah, whoever mixed this used a very very stylistic blend of, like, slapback delay and reverb, and it's, like, that's so country, mm-hmm. and it was perfect for this
song.
So
country. Yeah, whoever mixed it. Whoever did it.
It was me. I confess, I did work at Tractor Supply for about a couple of months.
I didn't know you mixed this, Chris. That's nice.
Tractor Supply?
Yep. I really liked that job.
Was that the last song we had?
I believe it is.
Wow. What a great selection of music that everyone brought in. I'm glad that we did this.
Yeah, I'm glad. Thank you for inviting me to join y'all.
Yeah, no, it's always fun to take a look back at what we've done. In what has been simultaneously like the longest and shortest semester ever, I think we can say. Like, I really feel like the last pretty much 3 or 4 months have been like, in the moment, it's like, oh my gosh, this is dragging on. But now it's like, holy crap, like the semester's over in like 3 weeks. So,
yeah. Thank you for joining me, everyone. I really appreciate the variety and insight we all brought to the table today. And I look forward to seeing you all again. Major support for The Scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State. Ball State's music media production program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Kyler Altenhoff and myself are the show's producers and engineers. Our booking and communications coordinator is Gabe Hua. This episode was produced by me, your host, Christopher Golab. Special thanks to the venues who let us record our content, and to Adam Finossier, Chase Carter, and Kyler Altenhoff for joining me on this episode. To find out more about the bands and venues we feature on The Scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to our episode archive. Again, that's indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Also, if you like to keep up with what we're up to next, follow our Facebook page. Just search for The Scene from Indiana Public Radio and find us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is @thescene_on_IPR. We're also on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you find your podcasts. Give The Scene from Indiana Public Radio a search to add us to your favorite podcasting app. Thanks for being with us, and join us again next time to hear what's happening in The Scene here on The Scene.